Item 18, from the Interim Director, Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, requesting the transfer of jurisdiction of county-owned land adjacent to the Root River Parkway to the Parks Department.
Mr. Haley, welcome.
Good morning, Chairman, Supervisors, Kevin Haley, Landscape Architect with the Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture. The item before you is actually a little bit of real estate cleanup on the county's behalf. I'll begin by stating that all of the lands involved in this jurisdictional transfer are currently owned by the county. They are under different jurisdictions. What we're proposing here today is to bring all of the additional fragment pieces and unite them with the Root River Parkway site, previously known as Crystal Ridge, now The Rock, which is the sports complex in that area. So we have a larger piece of land that is already included within the management agreement we had out there. It was acquired many years ago as we were closing down the landfill and setting up the gas extraction system. It was never transferred directly to Parks, but is currently included within the envelope of the management agreement we have. And then the other fragments are leftover right-of-way that were shaved off, if you will, when the state reconstructed Loomis Road. The old Loomis Road had some fragments that were left behind that were transferred to the Highway Department or the Department of Transportation now. And we are proposing to bring them all under the Parks umbrella and make them part of the Root River Parkway.
Questions by committee members. Supervisor Stascunas.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So for now, all we're doing is putting it under the Parks umbrella. We're not adding this to the ROC agreement at this point in time. We're not adding new uses at this point in time. We're simply, at this point, retitling everything under the jurisdiction of the Parks Department.
Chairman, supervisors, that's not entirely correct. Okay. We are bringing it under our umbrella, but again, the larger parcel, if you look at the exhibit, that is already included within the management agreement that we have in place. It's part of the envelope, and the intent is to include those others. So we would modify the map that shows which areas are under management, and they would all be continued to be managed under the same agreement that we have with the ROC.
As I look at the exhibit, are all of the, again, all the pink areas are the ones that are being now transferred to the Parks jurisdiction. Are all of those areas being added into the ROC operating agreement?
It's our intention at this point in time is to try to resolve all of that. The two fragments, the dead-end streets, if you will, that are out there, they will be very useful in us implementing the Oak Leaf Trail and making further connections as we move forward. But it's our intention now that they all be under one management, thereby saving the county the maintenance responsibility on the roadways.
Okay. Mr. Keegan?
Chairman, supervisors, I think one of the parcels that you're talking about is south of Rawson right there, and that where the Parks Department is looking to ultimately put a bike trail onto it, and so that will remain parkland and under the control of the Parks Department. And then everything east of 76, right above the Loomis Road next to the residential area there, will be also looked at for expanding the Oak Leaf Trail to give non-motorized access to the ROC, and that would remain in the park under the control of the Parks Department and operating also.
Okay. So south of Rawson,
the chunk next to the front to Rawson coming down along
right. Okay.
Loomis Road, yep. That would be potential future bike trail expansion.
Okay.
And I'm under the operation of the Parks Department. And then east of 76, the north of Rawson, that little pink parcel coming through that area also.
Okay.
We're looking to expand the Oak Leaf Trail to give more non-motorized connectivity to that area and allow people and children and that to use their bikes to get over to the facility.
Mr. Chair,
please. Thanks.
So then the two parcels, I guess, for that are being added into the ROC operating agreement, they're going to take over the maintenance of those areas too? Or can you talk about that a little bit?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, the segment I believe you referred to is currently called Crystal Ridge Road. It has been serving as a through public street since it was carved off. There is no longer a need for that as a public street. the City of Franklin concurs, as does the Highway Department. The intention by including it in the management agreement is that road needs to be reconstructed in a bad way. It's in very poor condition, and this would allow the developer to reconstruct and reconfigure that roadway into a more useful, functional aspect. It'll in essence serve as driveways, approaches to the sports complex facility.
Okay. And so they're going to be responsible for repaving the road, if they so choose.
Yes, sir. Probably realigning, reconstructing it in some more functional configuration. Okay. All
right. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Further questions by committee? Pleasure of the committee? Yes, Supervisor Jerzyk.
I just heard on the spot box that we were talking about the Root River, and I just want to make sure we're getting assurances that we are not giving up decision making with regard to property that will eventually be part of agreements with the County of Waukesha with regard to water return.
Mr. Healy?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, there has been no discussion about anything related to water. These lands would become park lands, and as we discussed earlier, are not available for disposition or granting of easements for any purpose without specific action by the county board. So it is not anticipated now. We have not been approached on it. And if we were, it would be back in front of this committee for review.
So there's no part of this agreement that would let the interests that the Rock Sports Complex has to oversee those decision-making powers because of contractual agreements. In other words, the county board still has all decision-making with regard to how water is transferred in the Root River.
That is my understanding.
Very good. A pertinent question. Thank you.
Move approval, Mr. Chairman.
We have a motion by Supervisor Borkowski to approve. If there's no further discussion, please call the roll.
On the motion to approve, item 18, Supervisors Rainey.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Staskunis.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
There are 7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve is approved.
Item number 19, please.
And
we have cards.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors.
Oh, sorry, may I read it into the record?
Please read.
Item 19, from the Interim Director, Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, seeking authorization to grant Wispark LLC a permanent easement in and across the Root River Parkway to allow the discharge of storm water to the Root River.
Mr. Healy.
Chairman, Supervisors. In the city of Oak Creek, in the southeastern part of the county, Wispark is proposing a new development, a business park, if you will. It's very large, in excess of 200-acre development. It is directly adjacent to north and east of current parkland. We own extensive holdings in the Root River Parkway, which are directly south of this. The Root River itself travels through these lands. Generally, these are undeveloped natural areas. Currently, the site that's proposed for development is located, if you will, uphill of our property. And currently, all of the water that drains from this site moves across county parkland on its way to the river. Wispark has approached us because their development will continue that scenario as it is. However, if you look at the exhibit that's in front of you, you see several parcels that are being developed and multiple stormwater management facilities, a series of 5 ponds that are all interconnected. Their purpose is to collect the stormwater, to settle it out, clean it up, and ultimately to disperse it back to the Root River where it was originally going in a more controlled fashion. So what the easement that's in front of you for approval basically gives them the authority to continue to move their stormwater across our property, and if in fact it is needed in the future or for construction, to gain access to our property to construct and maintain that. There are, right now, no proposed physical improvements, no structures being put on county parkland. This is basically reaffirming their ability to move stormwater across the site. It is in a more controlled formatting that it's held in the detention ponds and released slowly, so we shouldn't see any increase in flows or total volumes to the parkland as it were prior to development. It'll be the same or better.
I would note that Doug Seymour of the City of Oak Creek is here with us and registers to speak. Would you like to come up and join us, Mr. Seymour? And also the presence of Jerry Franke from Wispark, who is present, but, you know, and you're welcome to make comments should they occur to you and should you want to avail yourself of that option. Welcome.
Good morning, Chairman and Supervisors. I am Doug Seymour. I'm the Director of Community Development for the City of Oak Creek, appearing on behalf of the City of Oak Creek in support of the proposed easement with Milwaukee County. Really here to address any questions or answer any concerns that you may have regarding the development and how that fits in with the city's outstanding relationship with the County Parks Department and some of the things that we're trying to accomplish in the City of Oak Creek.
Questions by committee?
Move approval.
We're having a quick morning here. We have a motion by Supervisor Borkowski to approve. Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A quick question for our kind guest. Sir, could you tell me, where is this with relation to the Woodmans in Oak Creek?
It is about 2.5 miles south of there.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Other questions, comments? Hearing none? Please call the roll.
Do they have a sale going on? Yeah.
On the motion to approve item 19, Supervisors Rainey.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Daskunin. Mr. Chair.
Aye.
There are 7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve is approved.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Item number 20, please.